Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Exciting, we're going to be in Genesis 18 in the message, and just a reminder, we're going to do that long episode the beginning of November, the first Sunday, and if you would like to be prayed for by me, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record your prayer request, or you can record it on your phone and send it to mary@marydemuth.com, and I will pray for you. Super excited about that. All right, Genesis 18 says, God appeared to Abraham at the oaks of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent. It was the hottest part of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing. He ran from his tent to greet them and bowed before them. He said, Master, if it please you, stop for a while with your servant. I'll get some water so you can wash your feet. Rest under this tree. I'll get food to refresh you on your way since your travels have brought you across my path. They said, Certainly, go ahead. Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. He said, Hurry, get three cups of our best flour, knead it, and make bread. Then Abraham ran to the cattle pen and picked out a nice plump calf and gave it to the servant, who lost no time in getting it ready. Then he got curds and milk, brought them with the calf that had been roasted, set the meal before the men, and stood there under the tree while they ate. The men said to him, Where is Sarah, your wife? He said, In the tent. One of them said, I'm coming back about this time next year. When I arrive, your wife Sarah will have a son. Sarah was listening at the tent opening just behind the man. Abraham and Sarah were old by this time, very old. Sarah was far past the age for having babies. She laughed within herself, An old woman like me get pregnant with this old man of a husband? God said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Me have a baby, an old woman like me? Is anything too hard for God? I'll be back about this time next year, and Sarah will have a baby. Sarah lied. She said, I didn't laugh, because she was afraid. But he said, Yes, you did. You laughed. When the men got up to leave, they set off for Sodom. Abraham walked with them to say goodbye. Then God said, Shall I keep back from Abraham what I'm about to do? Abraham is going to become a large and strong nation. All the nations of the world are going to find themselves blessed through him. Yes, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life. Live kindly and generously and fairly so that God can complete in Abraham what he promised him. God continued, The cries of the victims in Sodom and Gomorrah are deafening. The sin of those cities is immense. I'm going down to see for myself, to see what they're doing is as bad as it sounds. Then I'll know. The men set out for Sodom, but Abraham stood in God's path, blocking his way. Abraham confronted him. Are you serious? Are you planning on getting rid of the good people right along with the bad? What if there are 50 decent people left in the city? Will you lump the good with the bad and get rid of the lot? Wouldn't you spare the city for the sake of those 50 innocents? I can't believe you'd do that, kill off the good and the bad alike, as if there were no difference between them. Doesn't the judge of all the earth judge with justice? God said, If I find 50 decent people in the city of Sodom, I'll spare the place just for them. Abraham came back. Do I, a mere mortal made from a handful of dirt, dare open my mouth against my master? What if 50 fall short by 5? Would you destroy the city because of those missing 5? He said, I won't destroy it if there are 45. Abraham spoke up again. What if you find only 40? Neither will I destroy it for 40. He said, Master, don't be irritated with me. But what if only 30 are found? No, I won't do it if I find 30. He pushed on. I know I'm trying to your patience, Master, but how about 20? I won't destroy it for 20. He wouldn't quit. Don't get angry, Master. This is the last time. What if you only come up with 10? For the sake of only 10, I won't destroy the city. When God finished talking with Abraham, he left and Abraham went home. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this passage and thank you for giving us kind of an inside look as to intercession and interceding on behalf of others, because we see that in the person of Abraham. So thank you. Help that to inform our own intercession for other people. Help us to pray for those who are in the clutches of sin and evil, that we could be the same kind of intercessor as Abraham was. I keep calling him Abram because he just had his name changed. Lord, we thank you for Sarah's laughter, and we thank you for the miracle of bringing something out of nothing. Definitely. And I love this part of the scripture that says, yes, I've settled on him as the one to train his children and future family to observe God's way of life, live kindly and generously and fairly so that God can complete in Abraham what he promised him. Lord, I pray that for everyone listening today. I pray it for myself that I would live kindly today. Teach us what it means to be kind, and that I would live and we would live generously. Lord, we don't want to be a stingy, bitter, close-fisted people. We want to be generous. Show us someone today that we can bless financially. Lord, we also want to be fair. We want to be parts of your justice on this earth. And so help us to be fair. Lord, especially as those who have kids at home, it's hard to be a parent. I pray that you would bless the parents today and help them to be fair-minded parents who give good boundaries and love their kids. I pray for parents who have kids out of the nest, and I pray that you would give them that holy perseverance in prayer to pray for their kids. I pray for those who have aging parents who are kind of reparenting their parents and the difficult sandwich generation that that is, and I pray that you would give them the same kind of kindness, generosity, and fairness to them. Lord, we need your strength today. This is a difficult day and a difficult life, and we face many conundrums and problems aplenty, but you are so good. Would you just walk with us today? Help us to know that you are near. Thank you for being the God of miracles, the God of doing the impossible. Help us to have faith in you and to trust you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you want to leave a little review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, that would help it get into the hands of more folks. Thank you for listening, and I hope today is a day that you trust God for what seems impossible.